Hey, welcome to your day off. I'm Corey, and of course, I'm sitting next to my buddy, Tony. What's up, Tony?
Hey, what's up, homie?
Hey, so, again, every week I'm super excited, but I truly am super excited because I live in that mind space, man. But Chris Barron, he's on with us, and he agreed to give us 10 minutes for a small talk. He's got this really cool program.
Yeah, it's the 3-week booking acceleration to anyone who's trying to accelerate that, you know, building their book. He has the master plan.
He's got the master plan?
Yep.
He's got the technique? Well, let's do it, shall we?
Yeah, no, so listen, first of all, this, Chris, I'm the Global Artistic Director for Redken, but we also have what we call peak performance, peak performance systems and GPS for short. What I want to chat with you about is just as what I love that Tony said is about how do you accelerate your bookings in within 3 weeks? So whether you're behind the chair or whether you are an artist that is trying to get more bookings so that you earn more money, and to me that's what I think this is all about, is that how do you make more money for you and your family? So I want to throw this thing out to you. How many of you have ever heard something called E equals MC squared?
I've heard it. I don't know what it means.
Yeah. That was Albert Einstein. Now I'm not that bright, and I'm not going to go in all science on you going that E equals MC squared. Albert Einstein said that E equals energy, M is mass, and C is the speed of light squared. I don't know what the heck that means, but what it comes to my mind is to me is that what stood is about energy. Is what's the energy that you're putting into it? So I want to shift that to you, and I want you to think of it this way. E equals, and if you're listening or not, I don't want you to do it if you're driving, but if you've got a pen in hand right now, keep your hands in the mild. If you're by yourself, just say it out loud. Help it transfer you into your long-term memory. But I just want you to twist it around. Instead of E equals MC squared, I want you to say E equals CM squared.
E equals CM squared.
Good. So here's what I want you to think of it this way. E still equals energy that you put out. The C is for your customers, if you're behind the chair, clients, mm-hmm. if you're an educator, or both of them. And M is for money squared. So your energy equals the customers and clients that you have, which will give you your money squared. Got it? Means money that you can, money times money equals even more money. And like I said, I'm a capitalist, so I want to make sure you can get your learning to earning power up a little better. And with this 3-week booking course that we have, and we call it 3-week, but it's actually 3 sessions over 4 weeks. And I'll explain to you in this way. In order to increase your bookings, you have to get some knowledge, right? You've got to get a little more information out of it. And that's the energy. So that means that in the first 2 sessions that we're going to have, it's all about learn it. So we have 2 session types, learn it sessions and coach it sessions. So the week 1, week 2, you're going to learn a lot of information. And then we're going to give you 1 week between to put it into play. And then the second week or the fourth week in chronological order, the third session, is that you're going to be held to accountability, that you're going to go out and you're going to physically get more bookings or at minimum put the ball into play so that you're going to learn action plan of how to do it. So I realize now, remember this, in those time frames, that's going to be like about a 4 to 5 hour course. But the reality is I want to give you some tidbits right now. So I already gave you the one with the E equal MC squared. Or a CM squared. But what I want to give you a little bit about what bit of this is about is some understanding on goal setting. And then how do you put that into play when you take your action plan? So I want to give you kind of 2 quick things right now. Number one is how do you put your goals in order? Now, if you were like me in the past, and I don't know if you guys are the same, where your goal writers, you write goals down, or if you do them mentally, what do you guys like in that frame?
I'm definitely a mental goal setter.
Yeah, you know? I like to write them down. Look at them.
Yeah. But see, now, Tony, aren't you right on that one? Is that what a lot of people will do? Is they'll write down the goals. I want to make $1 million, and they go back every week and they look at it, but they don't do anything about it. So I want you to do this. I'm going to give you a I'm going to run you through a quick portion of it. I want you to do this right now with me. Now there's certain things that you have to do in order to be able to get goal setting. I'm going to walk you through it quickly so you understand what it's like. And remember, if you're driving, you can always go back and re-listen to this podcast and get your information out of this. But there's I want you to imagine a triangle, and then I want you to imagine it's got sort of a border all the way around it. And in the center of that, I want you to write values. Okay. So you've got, and what that means is your core values that you have, whether it's you personally, with your company, with the business, with the manufacturer you represent, whoever that might be, is if your goals are always have to be in line with your values. For instance, if I say that I want to make $1 million by scamming people out of their money, and yet one of my core values is honesty, that they don't align with one another. So I always say to people, you got to do your core values and you got to do them. Got it? And then there's three sides to your goals that you have to work with. So the number one that you have to do is, what are your personal goals? This would mean just for you personally. Like I announced it earlier that I want to lose weight. So that's one of my personal goals. It might be getting fit. It might be that I'm not taking a vacation. I want to take some vacations. So that's number one. Then you have career goals. What are your career goals? And your career might be, if you're behind the chair I want to have a higher RTS, my retail to service might be, I want to be higher, or I want to have my referrals better of people that are referring me to other clients. Or it might be as an educator that works for manufacturers, it might be, I buy this number this time next year. I want to increase my bookings by 20%, or I might want to have 20 more bookings next year. So the number one thing is personal. Number two is career. And then number three is, what are you doing for self-improvement? See, what are you doing for personal development? So you see, so that might be personal development. I want to take, I'm going to do a course in how I have a better relationship with my family. Or it might be that I want to take a course on how to be a better teacher in this. Or it might be, I want to go out and teach at a school just to give back. Just making sense to everybody so far.
Absolutely. It kind of reminds me of like a selflessness, you know, or selfishness can equal selflessness, right?
Exactly. Like, yeah. Like what you need, what you want to give and what you want to take. So you always want to think about two things. How much am I giving before I ask the universe to take something from it? Okay. So those are the three things. So here's what I want you to do. I'm going to give you the Reader's Digest version of this really quickly, okay? I want you to just take 10 seconds and, like, just to give you a bit, and I don't want to give stuff away, but, like, for our core values that we have for our company is honesty, integrity, imagination. We have abundance, et cetera. You see, so those are some core values. Family is a core value. See it? And you have to make sure that everything fits within your core values, then you'll be able to do what you do. So I'm going to give you just 10 seconds. I want you to get at least two to three core values down. Go. Two to three. Go. Write them down. Do it now. What are at least two? If you've got two down, if the ones that I said you like them, write them down. If you got two, try for three. Okay, you got three more seconds. Okay, just pause there. Now in the course we do it at a little more extended time. Okay, Corey. And Tony, give me an example of a couple of them.
One of mine is family. That's definitely number one of mine.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Okay, good. Well, let's jump to the next stage. Okay, for personal goals, things that you want to do for yourself personally, 10 seconds, go. What are they? What is it you want to do for your just for you only? Okay. Okay, good. If you haven't a brain fart, just write down something. Just if you write down something, you can always cross it off. The trick is to write it down. Okay, good. And pause there. At least one.
Mine is giving back, like
there's a Frederick Rescue Mission here in Maryland that my family and I, we go, and it's a program that helps with people who are either addicts or just getting out of being incarcerated and learning life skills. And we go there. I love to bring my kids and my wife, and we feed them, and we get to sit down and break bread with them, and just, you know, that's one of the things that we do.
Beautiful. Warms my heart. What about one from you, Corey?
I'm going to go quiet because I can't top that. That.
Well, it's not about top. Remember, none of these are about topping anything. It's about what it, I mean, I don't care. You know, it might even be, just look at it, I want to lose weight. That was mine. That was a big one. I think that it's not about topping up.
No, I'm just kidding. God, this sounds so selfish now, but, I want to start doing way more yoga.
Oh, beautiful. See it? Good job. Okay, good. So that's personal. Okay, career-wise. Okay, 10 seconds. Now remember, normally and in the course we do, it's got a little more greater time to do this, but I find if you can get them down, trick is not to think too much and just write what's the top of your brain. Your brain will always tell you what it is. Get one or two down. Good. Got five more seconds. Okay, good. Pause there. You see, the trick is don't do it to, don't make it arduous. Just make it, what's the top of your brain? You can do these every week, and you can change them every week because your attitudes might change. Your goals might change. Okay, good. I'll go with Corey. What was yours?
Mine was to reach more hairdressers with our podcast.
Beautiful. Okay, good.
I had the same thing.
Okay, nice. You see it? I don't know why that happened, but there it is. You see it? Both of your brains are in a line because that's what's necessary for your company right now. Okay, good. So you got personal done, you got career done. Now do what's one for self-improvement. Okay? Self-improvement. For me, what happened with mine is I not become a better educator. I wanted to take more courses and learn more things on train the trainer and finding out more about how my brain works. Okay? I also did another, I'll give you another just side note thing of Robert Kiyosaki's book of Why the Rich Get Richer. To me, is about building financial improvement. That I'm fitting into there about my self-improvement as well as learning more about that. Okay. Just write something down, get anything down, even if it's something down, even if you're copying what I said, it doesn't matter. Got to get something down. Okay. Two more seconds and go.
Mine is Global Peak Performance Systems.
Ah, beautiful. Beautiful.
Such a thief. Mine was to learn more about interview styles.
Okay, beautiful. Okay, good job. You see it? Now, you got to just make sure. The big thing, I'll bet you, if you look back to your values you had and how the relationship of your, whether it was personal career or self-improvement, goals, how they interact with your personal values. Do you see how that goes?
100%. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So now I know we want to stay within time frame. How much more time do we have here? I'll see whether we can give you out another nugget or not.
No, just go.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So the other side that I think that people have to do is once you've figured out what they are, so I want you to write this down. I'm going to write this down very quickly what it is. And this is the kind of the process we're going to go through when it comes to the three-week accelerator, the booking accelerator. As I want you to write down, I want to introduce you to your superstar, okay? This is going to be your superstar that is going to help you with your booking, accelerate your bookings. Okay, write down the word Doug, D-O-U-G. Okay, good. Say hi, Doug.
Hi, Doug.
Hi, Doug.
Yeah, good. Hi, Doug. No, hi, Doug. You're the dog.
Doug.
Is what D stands for is debrief. So the first thing you have to do when you want to find out where you're at right now is take 12 months of what you're doing and debrief what it is that worked, what didn't work, and what do you need to do differently on the things, and have a real honest conversation with yourself, right? And then O stands for outcome or your goals or the way that you're doing your goal setting, just like the little brief nugget that I give you onto this. And then U stands for unwavering focus. So what that means, you have to come back and you have to hit on what are those goals, review them constantly, make sure you're reviewing them in your brain. And then G stands for get her done. Is that what happens is most people tend to write their goals down, write what they want to have happen down, but they don't have a process. Oh, I'm sorry, Americanized process.
Process
for getting that done. And that, and that's the way is what in Global Peak Performance System, what we do is we give you an action plan and how to put together a yearly plan of what are you going to do for your next year in order to make that goal happen. Of how do you get more bookings behind the chair? How do you get more bookings as an educator?
All right. So where does it, who does Tony contact in order to join your GPS?
You know, if you, you can just go, and I'm going to give you this down to you, Marjorie, M-A-R-J-O-R-I-E at chrisbaran.com, C-H-R-I-S-B-A-R-A-N.com. And you can contact her. And you can go to there. I believe if you go on, you might be able to go on to chrisbaran.com. It might be posted on there. If you just, I'm sure if you just type in 3-week booking accelerator, we've done enough things over Facebook that you'll be able to get a link in there. You probably just, your easiest thing to do is just to get a hold of Marjorie and she'll be able to help you with that. She'll be able to tell you what times it is. And we have them quarterly. That are going on. So just check for the times that are the ones that accommodate you, let you to your convenience.
Well, I'm looking forward to talking to Marjorie.
Yeah, me too. That's awesome. Well, Mr. Chris, thank you very much. Thanks for sharing those nuggets and for sharing where one can get their own GPS on. Thanks. And we'll talk to you in a couple months.
Absolutely. Thank you guys. Pleasure. And everybody that was listening. Awesome sauce. Please do me.
Hey, hey, so there it is. Hey, this is a message that we've been trying to bring, I don't know, for the last couple of months, actually since we started the podcast. Hey, so if you like the podcast or if you find that it's useful, please, please, please leave us a review, a 5-star review on iTunes. Leave us a rating and a review.
But if you don't like it, forget about it.
Yeah, totally forget about this message. We also want to thank Sarah and Blaine from Pretty Gritty. Sarah and Blaine, they are a band out of Portland, Oregon, and we just want to thank them very much for allowing us to use their song, Pleased to Meet You, on our podcast. That's cool. I think you can find their music on iTunes.
Peace and hair grease.